enter into an agreement with Utility Services for North American Electric Reliability Compliance Operation. So in the utility business, their compliance is a real important requirement, and we want to stay on top of that. So we're going to enter into a consulting contract with Utility Services. Resolution number two is to approve an order with Lautner Inc. for design and remarking of runway 1735. I think, as most of you know, the city now owns and operates the airport. Resolution number three is to engage legal services Gilmore Bell. Gilmore Bell is an organization we use to help us put together revenue bonds, and in these two resolutions, we're going to be the conduit to Gilmore Bell to help local businesses with tax abatements and business improvements. In resolution number five, we're going to ask to approve submission of a KDOT grant application for mill and overlay of 8th Street from Highway 166 to Elm. You know, one thing you're going to find over certainly the next few months to even few years is you're going to see a number of grant resolutions. I've hired a full-time grant writer for the city, and she's doing a fantastic job. And you're going to see a lot of grants around road improvements. I mean, roads, it's crazy how much it costs to do just a few blocks of roads. You're getting into the $1 million plus. And a number of our roads, as I think many in the city are aware, have large semis traveling those roads. So it's not a simple asphalt overlay. You get those have to be permanently repaired with concrete. So, you know, the city's got a lot of work to do around roads, and the grant writer's going to help us get both state and federal funds. So you're going to see that really heat up over the next, certainly, several months to a few years, because it's a long-term project.
And I know the city has been reaching out to some of those folks who would potentially benefit from, these projects to be a part of that grant writing process.
Exactly. So, you know, we're helping local citizens with grant writing as well. People that are developing downtown and working on historical buildings. And, one example of the roads is 11th and Walnut. I mean, that's under construction right now. It's going to be a 90 business day project. And while it's a pain, and we're trying to work out all the sign placements and make sure everybody understands where the detour is, it's work that badly needs to be done. And that work is being funded. That road is owned and being funded by KDOT. And it's going to be a permanent solution with concrete over that stretch of road. And you know, it's while it's going to be a pain while it's under construction, it's really badly needed. So I'm looking forward to get that complete. We also have another resolution to approve submission of a City Connecting Link Improvement Program application for 600 feet of Highway 166 near Lewerk Street. Again, this is another grant application. So you're going to see a number of these grant applications as we work vigorously to get support from both the state and the federal government to help us rehabilitate these roads. And that's what that money is there for in these grants. So we're going to do our part to get the money needed to get these roads completed. I mean, that cities alone can't do roads on their own. It's just that the cost is so prohibitive. And then we've got a resolution to implement personnel memorandums of agreement with both the Fraternal Order of Police and the Association of Firefighters, Local 265. So we got those two agreements completed, and the resolution will be out there tonight for approval. Then we'll have comments from myself and commissioner and staff following that.
Okay, well, a lot to get to here on this, and like I know you touched on earlier, I know the city's been working a lot on this this whole road situation and construction, and trying to add a few more signs, because you know it's especially hard when you have so many people. I know that Candy Westbrook had shared some stats earlier on like how many people go through that intersection every day, but it's pretty staggering, and we got a lot of people traveling through, not familiar with the area, and might not realize. So I know that you and the city are working on all that. So we're trying to get the word out to remind folks that, yeah, don't go south there on 169.
Yeah, and as that road is under construction, we're always going to have the northbound open and the southbound. Once northbound is complete, they'll move over to the southbound side, but we will keep northbound traffic open because it, and the reason we're doing that is because it's impossible for the large semis to make turns on the going southbound. So
yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, and that just gets an amazing amount of semi traffic until you have live right along there, and it just never really stops. It's just
all day long. And that's the whole point of this project. What you need, you can't just asphalt these roads. They need a permanent concrete fix, and it's going to be this is a multi-million dollar project put on by KDOT. With a little participation from the city, but most of that is KDOT paid for and badly needed. So while it's going to be a pain over the next 90 business days, it'll be great when we have it completed. And then but you're going to see work throughout the city on road improvements, which is badly needed.
Yeah, well, it's going to have good to have these things fixed right.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, anything else you'd like to share with us, sir?
No. Busy day.
Okay, we'll let you get to it. Appreciate you taking the time to stop on by. Again, that meeting 6:30 tonight at City Hall, and of course, a public welcome to that.
All right, James, thank you.
Thank you so much. Appreciate Interim City Manager Tim Wilson joining us here on the program. And coming up, we have Lisa Wilson. She'll be in studio here in just a few minutes from Independence. I guess it's our day of Wilson. So there you go. 51 degrees right now in Coffeyville.